You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's neighborhood night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey, knocking it down, man, knocking it down. So my buddy Riggins.
Good morning. Good morning.
Who's well into his 37th year now.
A little bit into it. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. Riggins had to do a thing for our social medias last night. And it was over at 7:30. Why did you not? You say you didn't go to bed until 9:30.
I was just hyped. Yeah. Adrenaline was pumping.
It's like yes.
Yeah. No. I didn't want to eat dinner before because like after I eat dinner, it's so bad. I'm just like, yeah, so tired.
And so you were drinking a lot of beer.
I had a couple beers, and 14 or 15. Who's counting? But yeah, I had to eat something and walk the dog one more time, and then I finally called it a night about 9:30.
Was it unusual for a Tuesday or just a regular night of the week for you to be drinking beer like that?
Yes.
Or because Ace gave you a case of beer for your birthday, and so that's why it was a special occasion you were drinking?
Yeah, and I was going to do something on my birthday, and I canceled that. So I was like, well, I don't want to not have fun on my birthday. So I was like, I'll have some beers.
What were you going to do?
I was going to have dinner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
With a gal?
Yeah. A gal.
Hey, you gals. Hey, I tell you what, she's my gal. She's my gal.
But, you know, we can do something some other time.
Yeah.
It just happened to be that it was on my birthday. So, it was all good. But, yeah, I stayed up late, 9:30. And I know a lot of people go, what? But I wake up between midnight and 2.
Yeah.
So it was a late night for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. Sleep not sleeping well sucks. It's a story of my life, man. Yeah, it's a story of my life.
I know nothing about it, but I see you guys struggle with it, and I just know that's got to be awful.
Yeah, I think Dr. Conrad Murray had the right idea. He just went a little overboard.
He did.
If a doctor could come in and give me propofol every night, just the right amount, so I'd get a good night's sleep. That would make my life so much better. But you just got to know, you know, it's that perfect amount, you know.
Yeah. You don't do Ambien anymore, do you?
Not very often. I mean, I have it on hand in case I go into an insomnia episode. But I don't ever take it.
What happens during an insomnia episode?
That's when, like one night, if I can't sleep, that's one thing. And then if it happens the next night, then that's when I need to take Ambien.
In between the first and the second night when you're not sleeping, are you sleeping in the day or it's no sleep?
No sleep.
Are you exhausted by the second night?
Yeah. And I walk through after going an entire night, especially at my age, you go an entire night without sleeping at all. Then you walk around and you got that. Like your eyes kind of hurt, and you know when you're out, you got to be at work before the sun comes up. But when the sun does start coming up, it's like, it's even worse. So I battle through the day and go, okay, well, I'm going to sleep tonight, and I'll go to bed early. And once I get in there, if I know it's been however much time, then I'm not falling asleep, then I'll take an Ambien.
When your head hits the pillow on the second night, when you're so exhausted you didn't get any sleep the night before, you don't immediately fall asleep?
Sometimes not. That's how I know that it wasn't just a
A fluke.
A fluke that I didn't sleep the night before.
Really?
Yeah. Because the regular medicine that I take for my sleep disorder doesn't put me to sleep. It just helps me go into a deep sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Insomnia, that's just where you just can't sleep.
Yeah.
And how long can that go on?
Oh.
Days?
Days and days, yeah.
Days and days?
Mm-hmm. Until you end up, you know, at the doctor and then they, yeah.
You don't just pass out?
Mm-mm. I guess finally you would.
Yeah.
But then sometimes if you do, if you're having a bad insomnia, then you could fall asleep and then wake up in an hour and then be up. Wow. After it's been a long time. It's miserable. It is miserable.
I just want to say this to you right now. You're screwed up.
I know.
You got a real problem.
Says every teacher I ever had.
Yeah. Does Jody dismiss the insomnia stuff? She's like, or does she? Is she
no, because
sympathetic?
She's sympathetic to it. And then she'll go, she'll always say the same thing. Whether I didn't sleep one night or I woke up in the, you know, a lot earlier than I normally do. Because sometimes it doesn't take much. If it wakes me up, then I'm up.
Yeah.
So I go to bed at 8 and say fall asleep at 8:30. If something wakes me up at 9:30, I'm up.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same
way. And then so the next day she'll go, I don't know how you're functioning. And if I do anything during that time when I haven't had any sleep the night before, if I do anything that she doesn't like, she'll go, you need to go to bed.
That's my favorite.
So she says that all the time anyway. Yeah. But especially at that time, if I say, I don't want to do that. Why do we have to go do that? What, you need to go to bed, Crabby.
So you guys don't go to bed at the same time?
No.
Does she have a standard bedtime, nighttime?
No.
Go to bed at this specific?
No, she's in there watching TV, and I hear her talking on the phone.
Late at night?
Not late at night, but after I've gone to bed, yeah. I can hear her in there. And on Thursday nights, little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael are over there, and so they're watching ball games or whatever and talking.
Your bedroom is off the living room?
Yeah.
That's got to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When there's people out there, that doesn't keep you. That would
no, because I have the TV on in my room.
The noise.
So
of the TV.
Yeah, but I can hear them out there, but it's not where it keeps me awake.
You don't ever have to go out there and say, "Hey, can you guys calm it down?"
I've texted out there before.
Yeah,
you know, maybe once.
Yeah, you feel weird about
doing. I think Michael polices it for me out there.
Yo, keep it down.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, just she doesn't have a set bedtime, I don't think. But she says that a lot of times she knows it's time to go to bed when she's falling asleep watching TV.
Yeah.
Like 11 or something. Because she gets up early, too. And that's the thing. Once she gets up, there's no stopping until she goes to sit down to watch TV
at
night. Yeah.
That's her time is that nighttime mm-hmm. after you've gone to bed. Then she gets to watch her shows or whatever.
Yeah, or we'll watch a show together and start watching at 7 after dinner and all that, and then I'll watch something, and then I go to bed at 8.
Is she in her pajamas after? What time does she get into her pajamas?
It just depends, but it's not during the day ever. It's always, like last night I was cooking, and so while I was cooking, she went and took a bath and got in her pajamas and all that. And ate dinner that way and then stayed like that. But most of the time it's after dinner. She'll go after do that. Dinner. Yeah.
Sorry, I realize I'm asking you a ton of questions.
No, it's all right. I mean, but she is a routine person as well. And so.
Yeah. I love hearing about people's mundane routines.
Mm-hmm.
Does she wake up at the same time every day?
Pretty much, I think. Yeah. But I don't know that she sets an alarm.
She just pops up.
Yeah. I think she gets up about 7.
And she doesn't wake up when you're getting up and.
Mm-mm.
She's sound asleep.
No, unless I forget to turn the alarm clock off on the other side of the room that I have set to make sure that I get up. It's set at the absolute latest time I would have to get up to make it to work on time.
Yeah.
And I always just have it as a backup because all my other alarms are on my phone. So I'll get up and go first thing when I wake up is go across the room and turn that one off.
Yeah, God forbid.
Because I'm going to be busy doing stuff by the time it hits that mark. And I have forgotten to turn it off before it wakes her up.
It's an old school alarm clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, loud. Got a volume control on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Clock radio?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just a clock. It's just a digital clock. I don't think it's got a radio on it.
Hmm.
I mean, it's...
I was telling somebody the other day, they asked me how I have my alarm set up. My alarm starts with waterfalls,
yeah.
Like nature sounds. But I think it's because my parents, you know, my mom woke me up like you mentioned mm-hmm. last night. Good morning, sweet prince.
Yeah.
But to start your day with that kind of alarm siren, it's anxiety, it's mm-hmm. panic. I don't know how people do that.
But a lot of people wouldn't be able to wake up the way you do. I wouldn't. If all of a sudden I'm just hearing waterfalls and low sounds, peaceful sounds come on, it wouldn't wake me up.
I guess
I got to have something that
jolts yeah, you awake.
A little bit, yeah.
That's awful. I can't imagine.
Hmm.
It's like waking up when you've like pooped your pants or something. Like you're just, oh no, what's happened?
Yeah. They ought to make alarm sounds that sound just like an air horn.
Oh,
can you imagine?
God.
That is one of the most startling sounds in life to yeah. me is an air horn.
Piercing.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I told Jody she you know needs to get to run the deer off. She's at war with these deer every day. I said, you need to just step out on the screen porch every time you see them and blow an air horn.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know that would keep them away. It'd make them run away for a minute. But I just want the visual. I want to get a video of her out there doing that.
Absolutely. Y'all get. Yeah, that might become her obsession, like where she's just yeah. obsessed over these deer in her mm-hmm. yard.
Yeah, because we finally got the grass looking pretty good, really good compared to what it has been the whole time we've lived in the house. And now it's like she looks out there every day and goes, our grass doesn't look as good as it did. Those deer are just, da, da, da. And I said, I don't think it's the deer that's causing the grass not to be as green. I think it's the heat.
It's hot.
And but I'm watering every day. Okay, but still, it gets really hot. And then look at the neighbor's yards. They're not as green as they were either. Because they have fences. The deer don't get in their yards. And they both have dogs on each side. They have dogs.
They're not going over there. Yeah, so you're like the bastion of greenery for these deer. They're like, well, we can't go over there.
Yeah.
Might as well munch on this guy's grass.
I'm not kidding, Riggins. They sometimes will act like if you've got a bunch of feral cats around your house, they'll just lay down right by the screen porch. They'll, like yesterday, she took a picture of them. They were just up against the house lying down because it's in the shade. And they're just everywhere, just like. Like they're just stray cats popping up here or there and just taking a little break. It's crazy.
Other than putting hair around, there's not like a mainstream deer repellent product.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. She was looking on the internets for it the other day.
I don't know what it is, but I know
we used to have like mothball type things that'll keep deer. They say keep deer out of your yard, but they stink, you know, obviously.
And if there's 20 of them.
Yeah. There's probably more than that in a day that comes through. Just not all at one time. And you see five or six of them at a time.
And leaning up against the house.
Yeah. It's insane.
She just goes out there and yells at them and they run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny. Get a video of that. I mean, Jody yelling at the deer from the porch.
Yeah, I wish I would have been videoing the other day when she's out there with her hands on her, like behind her, on the back of her hips.
Yeah.
You know. No, ma'am. No. I saw one of them out there. He's got sticks on his head.
Sticks?
That's what they call the antlers. Sticks. Got sticks on his head. I said, yeah, they're starting to get their, you know, their antlers for this season. You know, they're coming in. Well, they need to go somewhere else.
Get.
all right.
Crazy.
So there is something that is going on that is viral. That I know people are going to call me heartless and they're going to say that I'm just an old POS.
You're a POS.
But I got the Bible on my side. So we'll get into that coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Okay. So, going virile, or having already gone virile, is a young woman named Emily Ann. And Emily Ann has a Ring doorbell video, and it's outside her parents' house. 8 days after their 16-year-old dog died. And in the video, you can see what looks like a hologram-looking figure walk in front of the camera and then just disappear. And everybody's saying that was her dog's angel or whatever, that was the dog.
Yeah. All of the comments.
Yeah.
It's definitely the dog. It's definitely the dog. How sweet. I'm sobbing. I'm crying. I'm crying. Watching like a light pass in front of a Ring doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
Yeah. First of all, that shows, you know, how many people need to, you know, understand the Lord.
Listen, I love the idea of all dogs going to heaven. I think it's a great, I love the idea that you're reunited with your animal, your dog, your pet in heaven. I think it's awesome if that were the case.
Yeah.
But, and let's say for argument's sake, it is true. You think the dog spirit is going to appear in front of your Ring doorbell?
It's a dog ghost.
It's a dog ghost. Yeah, so now you're not only believing that the dog is living in the afterlife, but its ghost is now coming to visit you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a double whammy.
And then, of course, you would have to, you know, be playing the song by Everclear that goes, I am still living with your ghost.
Isn't that crazy? A lot of people are buying into that stuff lately.
I know.
Especially with social media.
Because there are fewer and fewer people, you know, just grasping for something outside of themselves to believe in, you know, and then they're grasping at the wrong things. It's like people who live their lives by their zodiac and psychics and all of that kind of bull crap.
Yeah.
They need a solid faith. Because all of that's just, none of that's real.
I also think that she showed her dog and it was a Maltese.
Yeah.
And I think, let's say it is true, dogs go to heaven. I don't picture a Maltese coming back in spirit form. I picture like a German Shepherd or a Golden Retriever, or like a Basset Hound, or like
yeah,
those dogs coming back to visit you. Not a Maltese.
Would a Yorkie be one?
Yeah.
You think a Yorkie wouldn't be in heaven?
No. You don't picture that for some reason. I don't.
English Bulldog?
Yeah, maybe. It's cute.
My wife will pull part of her hair back into a little ponytail just to get it out of her face. And my son goes, oh, Mom, I see you got your Shih Tzu hair today.
Tzu.
Because it does look exactly like the way they do Shih Tzu's hair.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
So is the Shih Tzu going to heaven?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't see any small dogs. I don't picture that.
No small dogs.
I don't think so.
Is your dog big enough to make it?
I think so. Yeah. And anytime, like, I'm Catholic, so anytime the Pope says something about dogs, mm-hmm. and all the Popes have been asked, eventually they get asked, like, by a kid, you know, at one of those open, is my dog going to be in heaven? And they kind of have to delicately dance around the question without saying, mm-hmm. well, what we learn in the Bible is that animals don't have souls. So, this latest Pope, he's the most liberal one. He has framed it in a way. Well, if you believe that heaven is perfection, which I think is a good thing to think, heaven is perfection. If your dog is in a perfect world in heaven, then yeah, maybe. But then after that went viral, he had his spokesperson say, "Well, that's not actually what he said. The translation was not there." But Pope John Paul II was asked the same thing. Pope mm-hmm. Benedict, they all have to kind of do that.
Yeah. So even the good popes were asked.
Sure, they're going to get asked.
Not this old terrible Pope. I'm not even Catholic. I'm going. The Pope we have now is a Marxist.
Our Pope. But I think all religious leaders probably have to do that at some point.
Yeah.
When you're a pastor of any church, you're probably mm-hmm. going to get asked some uncomfortable questions like that.
Yeah.
And you don't want to destroy a kid by saying, no, your dog's not going to be there.
And it's such a sign of the times that this Pope's spokesperson would have to go out and clear up any misunderstandings about what he said about dogs going to heaven.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he says some of the most outlandish things, that go against everything people believe and all that, and that's fine. Any Marxist thing he wants to say, it's like, okay, that's so. But you say something like that, and then we got to clear that up.
Yeah, I forget what the John Paul II one was, but it was something similar. He was trying to be kind and not break the kid's heart, but they had to go and clear things up.
And do you have to be a priest to be the Pope's assistant?
Yeah, they're all cardinals or archbishops and priests and stuff.
So that doesn't seem like it should be a qualification. I mean, if you're just his assistant.
Yeah.
It's like the church secretary at the church I used to go to wasn't even a member of the church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She just came and it was her job to work in the office of the church, and then she went to a different church.
Yeah.
I guess keep it cleaner that way.
Probably.
She's probably sitting there dealing with people going, hey, look, this is not even my church. I don't have a dog in this hunt.
Yeah. That might be a good idea, like, actually, that for that exact reason. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to inject their own beliefs or whatever.
But people were saying that they were crying when they saw this little thing, this light flash in front of the camera.
Sobbing. Every single comment. Not one person was like, I mean, I hope you're doing okay, but come on.
That's not as bad, though, to me, as adults admitting that they cried and all when Steve from Blue's Clues showed up out of nowhere and just said, hey, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm
just going to check in on you. And he's like, so you got 40-year-olds crying because Steve from Blue's Clues said, how are you? I think that's worse than thinking that that's a dog's ghost.
You do?
Yes.
No, I don't think.
Yes, I do. I mean, good Lord.
The millennial in me loved it.
This Blue's Clues thing. I know.
I didn't like. I did. I don't like. Some things it's okay to keep to yourself. You know?
Sure.
We fall into that rut of like, I got to tell the world everything. Sometimes just shut your mouth. So if you felt emotional watching a Steve from Blue's Clues, because he came out and was like, hey, I'm just checking in on you. It's been a while. But to then go on your account and type out this whole thing, it's like you're doing too much. It's okay to have like a tender moment with yourself or in the privacy, whatever makes you emotional. You don't need to share with the world everything.
And I know it gets said all the time. So I try not to say, who cares? Whether you're this or you're that, or who cares what you had for dinner, or who cares that you're at the beach again? Yeah. You know, I try not to do that because I think that a lot of times people are posting on their social media, especially older people, are posting because they just want their family and friends to actually see what's going on with them. And they're like, hey, well, this is it. So I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes I just say, you don't have to broadcast every thought that you have or every time you think somebody has wronged you. You don't have to go on and just rip them and, you know, just look for people to cheer you on. And I think that's the problem with our culture. It's slipped into a thought process of everybody has to celebrate you. Well, they don't, because a lot of times there's nothing to celebrate. Doesn't mean you're a bad person, but not everything in your life that's positive needs to be celebrated by the public.
Yeah.
You had a tender moment with Steve from Blue's Clues. Why embarrass yourself and go... go on. And it's almost like people don't know what's good and what's embarrassing, what makes them look good and what makes them look bad. To me, like everything has to be celebrated, good and bad, and there's no bad.
Yeah, you know, to me it's similar just to posting, I just ripped the biggest fart ever.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like pooped a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, to me it's no, like they're equally embarrassing and you wouldn't want to tell anybody about it.
And just because it really happened is no excuse when somebody says, why are you telling people? Well, it really happened. Okay.
Right.
Fine. But people don't need to know about it.
Yeah.
But I do understand that there are some lost souls out there who have been trained to think of animals not just as good as people, but better than people. That would ignorantly think that that's a dog's spirit circle in the house 8 days after it died. I give more leeway to that than somebody who's a 40-year-old and sees a childhood TV character come on and say, "How have you been? I just wanted to check on you. I haven't talk to you in a while," or whatever he said. I gotta cry. It's almost like that everybody needs some sort of a group therapy moment where I'm gonna put that this made me cry, and then so many people are gonna agree and say they're just like me. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to find something in someone else that makes them feel more normal. And it doesn't. It just makes more people show themselves as being abnormal and weird.
To some people. I mean, if you run in front of a lot of people like you,
yeah,
which they probably don't. So to them, it was exactly what they were looking for. They got the feedback that was like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling, they don't have many, culture critics.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how many people say they agree with them or whatever. It's still wrong.
Yeah, no.
Because we have standards in the culture. Yeah, and all that. Yeah. I just happen to be one that doesn't fall into the category of, well, you know, you're in the minority believing this or whatever. Okay, and that's why I'm saying it's so bad, because not enough people believe the same way I do. Not enough people notice the things that I notice and how they're wrong and point them out as being wrong.
You know what I hate about you? You're not exactly like me. I find that so annoying that you're not just like me. Yeah, but.
But you know what? That's what a true, that's the speakings of socialism, where you say this is right because a bigger number of people think it's right than thinks it's wrong. So this is what we're going to go with. That's mob rule. That's what democracy is, a true democracy. Right. That's like if you got a bunch of people in the parking lot and they drag me out of a store and they say, this person was just trying to steal from my store. Should he go to jail? And then the crowd goes, wah! Okay, well, then I go to jail, whether I was trying to steal or not, just because the majority of people out there that were surveyed said, I need to go to jail. So we don't live in that kind of society.
Right.
That's what, you know, witch burnings were, you know, which I think, you know, there were a lot of women burned that weren't even witches back then.
I think that was the story.
Because I've seen a lot of them that survived.
<They're> still around. I got a whole pack of them.
Yeah, so they had to be burning some innocents. What they had to be doing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you have any complaint or disagreement about anything that we've just talked about, make sure you send it to Riggins. Send all complaints to Riggins.
I'll take them.
Okay. And more coming up.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Sorry, you had to hear that buzz.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
By the way, that buzz reminded me. There's a song. It's a country song, but it's not from a popular on the radio country singer. That is so clever. He's talking about his woman, you know, drinking, and he wants to get frisky with her at home. So he goes to the store to get her another box of wine, and then he sees this bundle of firewood there. So he says, I'm going to build a fire when I get home and be all romantic. And so when he comes in, she's passed out. And the line in the song was, it ain't good. I came home with wood and she was sawing logs. You know that song, Rob? Yeah, it's good. It's a good song. It's called Sawin' Logs.
Sawin' Logs.
Yeah.
You know who's having a resurgence right now? I shouldn't say resurgence. He's probably always been popular. Travis Tritt on TikTok right now is.
He's
so
awesome.
Much Travis Tritt content. I can't believe it.
He's really good. Got a great voice and a good guy. I think he's one of me.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He said they called him one of the most underrated country artists of all time.
Yeah, he's got great soul in his voice. He's got a good range. He's always been, even though his songs are catchy and they're you know, deep. Some of them are. His voice itself is really, really good, and I'm glad that the youngsters are starting to see about him.
They like him.
So this is really interesting, I think. There's a little 5-year-old kid who looks to be the son of some hippies. He's a hippie-looking little kid. And he is at an RV park. And instead of having a lemonade stand or something to make money, he's offering massages.
Massages.
And so here's the audio from the video that he made. Talking about his massage menu, what you get with each massage.
Hello, I am actually doing 5-minute massages, or you could have $10 for 10 minutes. This is just an example. And I massage with a whistle hammer. It's actually pretty nice.
Sweet, we're going to try it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he's hitting his mom on the back with this hammer. Oh, it's not. It's not his mom.
This is the best ever.
Oh. Okay.
That's not incredibly weird to you?
How do you know that's not his mom?
Because it was, she was at an event where all these RVs were parked. It was some, I forget what it was, some sort of festival or something that people came across the country.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is wandering around with the sign on him, $1, $5, $10.
Oh, I thought he was just, his mom was just posting it on her social media because that's what he was doing out there. So he's just walking around soliciting, you know, trying to get people to buy massages from him.
The kid's like 8, I don't know, 9.
he may be, probably around 7 or 8.
I thought that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And he's got like this weird hat on with like ornaments on it. I mean,
yeah, he's clearly a hippie child.
Yeah, I was going to say like a traveler. One of those, I don't know. You're not supposed to call them gypsies.
Why?
I don't know.
I know you told me that one time that that's
you're not supposed to say that anymore. Well,
it's offensive to say the word gypsy.
Yeah, I think they prefer traveler.
Well, I mean, I would prefer to be called sir by everybody, but that doesn't make me royalty. Right.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not a knight. I mean, come on.
Colonel.
Yeah. I prefer to be called.
But, I just thought that was so weird. Like, you got your son, your kid running around a random RV park asking strangers if they want massages.
Yeah.
I mean, that is bizarre.
And so he's got the little toy hammer thing, and he's just beating her on the back with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes it a little bit better. Yeah. They're not, like, rubbing their necks and... It's weird.
But is that the only way he's doing the massages with the thing? So he's not really, you know, getting in there.
Yeah, thank God. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I think it's weird. But I think probably his whole situation is weird if we were to look at it. Because I was thinking that was his mom, and then I thought, well, it's not so bad. But if it's not his mom.
Yeah, he was offering. I mean, he was wearing a sign on his shirt.
Yeah, and then his parents allow him to go walking through their offering strangers massages.
Yeah.
So that's messed up.
Even thank God it wasn't a guy that's posting that. I mean, that is just bizarre. Yeah.
You think that people would frown on it, Riggins, if you allowed a little boy to massage you?
Yeah.
At an RV park?
The whole thing is so crazy.
Hey, they give the best massages with a toy hammer.
Yeah, with the 8-year-old with the toy hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, were you a lemonade stand kid?
No.
Did you ever do that? Did your kids do it?
No.
No? They could have probably swept up in your old neighborhood.
Yeah, and some kids do it. I've seen them in the neighborhoods and stuff. But I pulled over to get, I always say, well, you can keep the lemonade. I'll just give you the money. Because lemonade usually sucks.
It's terrible.
But I told a group one day, I said, if y'all really want to make some money, sell beer. Instead of lemonade, get your dad's, cooler out here with beer in it and sell that.
Sell a couple beers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did it a lot. I remember as a kid, we used to do it a lot.
Yeah.
We made a significant amount of money, too.
I want to say that that was one of the things my brother said was a Yankee thing when we were growing up, because they did it on TV and all that. They were always doing it. Because, I guess, in our neighborhood, though, the houses were far apart and
a lot of foot traffic.
No. And then my parents were also part of that mindset of the school has you selling too much stuff. There's too much stuff kids are having to run around selling. And they would even like, they would have these things at school and my parents would try to get me not to even participate in it. You know, like it was when we used to sell these cookies every year to raise money for the school. And it was one of those companies that comes in. The company gets a big percentage of whatever you bring in. And they're like, you don't need to be fooling with that. Yeah. And I hated it, too. I mean, I absolutely hated it. But they made you feel like crap if you didn't go sell this stuff. I mean, they were like little mind games that they would play with the kids, making you think that you were going to be in trouble if you didn't go sell it.
I look at it, that's just, you're just putting the parents out. Because I went to a private school and we did World's Finest Chocolate, those chocolate bars, wrapping paper at Christmas. And then there was like maybe one other thing, but we did zero to sell that stuff. It was completely on mom and dad buying all of it or talking it to their coworkers or whatever.
But it's a different deal, I think, with a private school than it is for a government school. Because yeah. private school doesn't have taxes allotted to it. So people are actually that are buying stuff from public school children have already paid their part of keeping the school the way it needs to be kept.
Yeah.
Through their taxes. And that's what I'll do sometimes is they'll say, would you, you know, at a checkout, would you like to donate to blah, blah, blah? And they just rattle off whatever the charity is. And I go, wait a minute, what charity is it? And if it's something to do with a government school in general, like the government school system, I say no.
Really?
Yeah. If it's a private thing where somebody, you know, it's a different program that helps, you know, poor children or whatever, I'll always give to that. But when they're given to a government school, no. I already did that. Many times over, I've done that this week.
I'm just realizing I've made the worst decisions about that. Because, like, if somebody's like, will you donate to help poor children? I'd be like, nope. But if it's like, do you want to send money to China to save the pandas? I'm like, hell yeah. There's $10. Take it all. I think my priorities are out of whack, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm the opposite. Yeah. Like, I'll give money to children charities and not animals. I'll go children first. Yeah. And then if I have any money left and all of the children are okay, then I'll donate to an animal charity.
Like, I'd send my money right to the communists.
Yeah.
So they could save the pandas.
And I'm like, F those pandas.
Yeah. Somebody was asking me last night on the Facebook Live, show the panda? I was like, hell no. I'm not doing that.
Regan sleeps with a stuffed panda every night. So somebody was asking to see it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I don't sleep with it. I mean, I guess I do. He's in the room. He's always watching.
It's not in the closet.
No, he's in the closet on the bottom shelf. Don't have the heart to throw him away.
Yeah. And your dog tried to tear him up.
Tried to take his head off.
Yeah.
It was a cute thing. I was like, oh, you know what? I'll pass it down to the dog. He'll love it. And he just immediately, oh, my God. Nope, that didn't last long.
Because your dog's about freedom, not communism.
That's right. He said he saw that commie bastard.
Yeah. It's like, you pinko commie son of a bitch.
It was an American dog.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah.
Patriot.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you very much for your support and checking us out and doing all that you do. Love you, bye.
Serving the world, it's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.